Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio.
You know, you and I were just talking in the break here about Tom Thibodeau. I just don't see them firing him. I mean, he's an all-in basketball player. And if you were the owner of the Knicks, if you're Jim Dolan in this case, you know that there's nobody, he's not skirting the issue. Like, he's not affected by outside influences. I mean, he is basketball through and through. He works about as hard as anybody else works at that position in the NBA, as evidenced by what his players say about him and how he does have them prepared. Now, whether or not they take that preparedness and win with it, that's a whole other story. But the team has gotten better and better each year that he's been here. He has been a stabilizing force and factor. And I know that there are fans out there that may not like some of the things that he has done, but you can't argue with the ultimate success that he has had as the Knicks coach.
No, and when you make a coaching change, it's to get more out of the roster you have. Can you get more out of Jalen Brunson? I mean, Tom Thibodeau, you know, he's the defensive guy. Jalen Brunson's a terrible defender, but you're not going to get somebody in there that's going to make him play better defense. Karl Anthony Towns is who he is at this point. He's been that player in Minnesota. He came here, he's the same player here. Someone get better out of him. I don't think this team doesn't get better by the head coach. This team gets better with some moves in the offseason. And I don't think big moves, you know, smaller moves, role player moves, and also playing another year together, which I think is important, as we saw from the Indiana Pacers, how much better they got from last year to this year. So I'm with you. I don't, if they had lost to the Pistons or got or blew the 3-1 lead to the Celtics, maybe. But at this point, no. I don't think you're making a coaching change to get more out of these guys.
And I think that Jim Dolan, you know, likes what Leon Rose has done, I would think. And I think Leon Rose likes what Tom Thibodeau has done, I believe. I mean, so that's your stability right there. Why would you mess with anything and let it grow? I mean, here we are in, you know, they've replaced basically three out of their five starters from 2 years ago with Josh Hart, and then, of course, with Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, and they're in the conference finals. I mean, they're here. And I don't necessarily know. I think we all hoped that they would have been here when they made these moves in the offseason. And, of course, there was going to be growing pains, which we saw because they couldn't beat any of the good teams during a regular season. And then they knock off the Boston Celtics, the defending champions. I mean, there's something to be said about that accomplishment alone.
Yeah, there is. And I think it's a tougher pill to swallow, even though the Pacers are very, very good and they are deep and they've got a lot of great players. But, you know, it's easier to accept when you're a Knicks fan and you saw them in the 90s run into Michael Jordan or run into Hakeem Olajuwon. Or when it was the Carmelo years and they go to the playoffs and run into LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. And, you know, with this, it was like set up. Once you got past the Celtics, you were like, okay, I mean, you're favored against the Pacers. You played well against them in the postseason before you got hurt last year. You played well against them during the regular season. I mean, you should be able to get by this team. That is what's frustrating, at least for me.
If this were in the second round and they got knocked out by the Pacers again in the second round, I'd be a little bit, I'd really be disappointed. I'd be like, okay, so something's amiss. But the fact that they've gotten to this point, and I'm not saying that I'm happy or satisfied with it, because I do still believe that they have to win tonight. They have to show their fans that there is pride in that locker room, which I believe there is. And they have to show their fans by their performance tonight that they're still in this thing. And the last thing I want to see is somebody going down or giving up tonight. That's the one thing I will not have any patience for. And I don't think any fans will have any patience for. But nonetheless, I mean, they've gotten a step farther. The coach has gotten this place stable finally. The owner's got two people that seem to really care about what they do in terms of their leadership responsibilities for the franchise. I'm not changing that.
Yeah, and I know we look at
watching 20 years of the dreck that came through here.
Just horrible coaches, horrible general managers, miserable seasons, 17 win seasons.
I mean, we had Donnie Walsh. I'll give him that. We had him, and I think he was a really smart basketball guy, knew how to build teams. And then they superseded him with the whole Carmelo thing.
Yeah. And I also think, you know, because we look through the Knicks lens, it's always what they're doing wrong or why they're not winning. I mean, it's also, I mean, the Pacers have just played better. They just have been better. You know, other than, you know, the Knicks blow in game one. But, I mean, it took a magical performance from Nesmith and then a crazy shot from Halliburton to win that game, too. So, I mean, there is some credit there where the Pacers are taking that step forward now as they were in the conference finals. And now they're a game away from the NBA finals. Edgar's on Long Island. What's going on, Edgar?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Edgar. What's up?
I wanted to bring up, at this point, you kind of want to try anything, I guess. I feel like the Knicks maybe should bench Mikal Bridges, have him come off the bench. He's been terrible at the point of attack defense. He hasn't done a good job guarding Tyrese Haliburton at all. OG, if you remember, OG Anunoby drew all the hard defensive assignments in the first round with Cade Cunningham and the second round with Jason Tatum. And maybe they should consider putting OG on him to maybe stop that. But then again, I don't know who they're going to put on Pascal Siakam after that.
Well, yeah, I mean, OG's been getting worked by Siakam. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, it's not like as if OG's doing such a great job where you're going to now take... I mean, Siakam's been better than Halliburton's been in the series.
You think you could put Mitchell Robinson on Siakam?
Oof.
I know. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, no. You talk about length and you talk about, you know, a guy that's defensive first.
No, I understand, but he is Mitchell Robinson's great at a lot of things. Pascal Siakam would just, he'd be running circles around him with the speed and the offensive ability that he's got. You know, Mitchell Robinson needs to just keep doing what he's doing.
It's either got to be Bridges or Siakam, and that's so Siakam and Halliburton are basically outplaying Bridges and OG Anunoby. Basically, is what it comes down to.
100%. I mean, it's not even.
And then Nesmith is giving Jalen Brunson all he can handle. And even though the numbers are pretty good for Jalen, overall, when Nesmith is on him, especially in game three, he did not play well when Nesmith was on him.
Yeah, well, game four in particular. Game four in the fourth quarter, it looked like Brunson was just done because Nesmith was all over him for the previous three quarters, and he had no points in the fourth quarter. Let's go to Patrick in Virginia Beach. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm just down here, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Love listening to y'all in the morning. I think I called on to your show about a year ago. I'm a big New York guy, born in Connecticut, but lived in Virginia most of my life. We're Knicks, Yankees, Giants fans. Been to Yankees games, Giants games, but it's my first time ever flying in to see my first Knicks game, Madison Square Garden tonight. So,
wow.
Pumped up about that.
How much? Where'd you get the ticket from?
Where I got the ticket from, that's a whole nother story if you want to get into that.
Is it a controversial story or what?
Well, I got this lady friend who just bought me a ticket and a round trip flight and a hotel and a little credit at the bar. So,
wow.
You know, a lady friend sure exactly bought you
all this? Is this a sugar mama situation there,
yeah,
Patrick?
Like, what are you giving up to get this kind of stuff in exchange?
I mean, it's just more of a sugar mama situation, I think. It's just one of those things where she wants to show her appreciation to daddy, and we'll take it.
All right, daddy.
All right, so is this...
But what I'd like to do is see what I can do to, you know, I'm coming into town, staying there, Madison Square Garden at the Equinox Hotel. And I figured maybe Al could meet me out for a drink and we could go to the game.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll tell you what, stayed at the Equinox Hotel. That's a pretty nice hotel. Man, this is some sugar mama you got.
Is she older, significantly older than you?
No, she's maybe a year or two older than me.
Okay, so it's not one of those situations where she's going for like a younger man type of deal. Okay, well, I mean, this sounds great. No.
I'll flying you up, getting you tickets. Now, you have an extra ticket that you can use with Al if Al could go?
Oh, no, I don't have an extra ticket. No. I just figured he could show me around town. Maybe we could grab a drink afterwards.
You know, Al hates New York City.
See where all the hot spots are.
Yeah, Al hates New York City.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I figured maybe he could come out and have a good time once in a while. Are any of you guys going to the game?
No, there's no shot. No chance whatsoever. I was actually offered a ticket and turned it down. It's just too much, man. It just really is. I love watching it at home. I love being able to go right to bed when it's over with. I live really far away from the studio. Patrick, is this an attractive woman? Are you attracted to this woman?
I mean, you know, attractive women don't typically buy you things.
Yeah. See, I was getting to the buy. Right, exactly.
Is she fat?
No, the body's in great shape. She's a good girl. She's a fantastic person and a good friend.
Yeah, just like just an ugly face type of thing.
Butterface is what we call it down here in Virginia.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah. Yeah. All right, very good. I mean, listen, I knew there was something going on there. It was either old or it was fat or it was ugly. It was one of the three. But, she's really, really.
I can't believe we're going down this rabbit hole on the Boomer and Geo show this morning.
Well, of course, I mean, listen.
We go down rabbit holes, that's what we do.
So where's a good spot for me to grab a drink or hang out around Madison Square Garden?
Hold on for a second. So the Equinox Hotel is a beautiful place. That's where you go. I mean, that is a great place. If you're staying there, you don't have to go anywhere else. Plus, there are great restaurants right there at Hudson Yards. You're literally like three blocks from the garden.
Okay, Hudson Yard. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, you're right there, man.
I'll just hang out right there.
Go anywhere where there's alcohol, because if you got to do what you got to do with this woman, which she's expecting, you're going to have to get yourself sauced up enough so she's, you know, a little bit more
attractive.
Yeah, palatable, I guess.
Okay, so just to top off the story, she won't even be there. She just bought me the tickets. I'm going by myself. And
what?
That's what's happening.
What? So when do you have to return to... Where does she live?
She lives in Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right. So she's doing this for you. All right. Wow. That is
crazy. She was planning to come, and then she had a work thing pop up, and now she's not able to make it. So riding solo.
Wow.
Figured I could hang out, you know, try to get Al to come out and show me the nightlife in New York.
Patrick, have a great time at the game. That is a wild situation. I knew... Once you were saying that she was paying for everything and the flight and the hotel and a nice hotel and a Knicks playoff ticket and all of that, it had to be old, ugly, or fat. It's just, it had to go into one of those directions. Because once he said sugar mama in that way, it's just, there was only one explanation. So.
Well, you like fat pigs.
Al didn't hear that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough situation. I mean, you see a lot of that happen, you know, with the man and the woman, where like the woman will take all the gifts and with an older man or an uglier guy or whatever, the sugar daddy situation. But, you know, like a Bill Belichick. Well, that is tough. Let's just try to put ourselves in his shoes. He's never been to a Knicks game. He gets put up in a really nice hotel. It's a playoff game. He doesn't have to pay for airfare. Yeah, but
I think this Equinox Hotel is like a 5-star hotel.
But you got a shtupa too.
Sugar mama.
You know?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, it depends on what he does. Does he work? You think he works?
No, but my point is like it's the trade-off. Like I don't think it depends what he does at all. I mean, I think the trade-off is that he has to be physical with a woman he's completely unattracted to get all of this stuff.
Look, you can hang out the rooftop terrace over there at Equinox. I mean, you know, they got a club and spa over there, beautiful rooms overlooking, you know, Jersey and downtown and everything. I mean, it's about as good as it gets.
Right. All you have to do to get all of that is have sex with a cyclops.
You got a strip of two?
Yeah.
Oof. Ooh, baby.
That looks like, you know what, though? This is, I might, looking at that hotel.
Yes.
I mean, I might have strip of one to get to that place. That looks beautiful.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's a gorgeous hotel.
Watch him be sitting next, this guy's probably sitting next to Timothée Chalamet down courtside today, Patrick in Virginia Beach.
You think she got him a suite?
Probably. I mean, why stop at a regular room?
I mean, that's got to be like, so the tickets, the suite, the airline, this is like a, I would think like $500 to $7,500 trip.
Oh, yeah, at least. At least. I mean, that ticket, the ticket probably went down, but I don't know when they bought it. Or when she bought it.
Yeah.
But it probably went down from the beginning of the series. But still, I mean.
He at least gets a deluxe king, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, she, remember, too, she was planning on going on this trip herself.
So maybe a junior suite or a one-bedroom suite? A premier one-bedroom. This is probably what he has.
The premier one-bedroom?
Yeah. Suite.
I mean, what it just the human experience is just amazing, isn't it?
Look at that. Look at that.
Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Gio, are you serious, man?
What?
You stuck the two. Come on. It's game five, elimination. You can't act like we're these Adonis days. I mean, you've stuck two your whole life.
I don't know, man.
Move on.
No, I don't think so, Brian. I mean, you think it's a no-brainer?
No-brainer. Come on. How many twos have you stooped? I mean, you're a decent-looking guy, but Jesus.
No, actually, I have to say, I'm completely honest about my entire life. I've never gotten as low as a two. Never. That's a little much. I would say 4.5 would be I'd bottom out there. Two's a rough scene.
Well, you married a 10.
Well, thank you, Boomer. She's probably going to appreciate that. If she's paying attention. But yes, I agree wholeheartedly. But in the past, pre-Gina.
Yeah, you're the sugar daddy in that relationship.
Did you like a sugar daddy?
Oh, my goodness. What do you think? Eddie's only had sex with one woman his entire life, so I can't ask him that question. Al, what's the lowest number you think you had sex with? I'm going to say for me, and I'm being honest, I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. I really think 4.5 is as low as I went. What do you think?
I'm going to say 6.5.
Wow. That's the lowest, a 6.5?
I had a very late start in life.
Wow.
Very picky.
My goodness. Yeah, I can't quite say 5, and I think 4 is a little disrespectful. So that's why I'm going 4.5. Boomer's like 9.
Oh, that's a quarterback.
I got to ask Jerry. Was Jerry a similar situation with Eddie, though?
Yeah, Jerry's been married since I think he was 16.
Jesus. Who else could I ask? I mean, I can't. There's no one else to ask around here. This is crazy. I mean, Billy Jock, Blue Balls Billy, can't ask him. I think Bogus has also been married since he was in high school. No one else to ask. Big Hurls isn't here today. Izzo, maybe. Izzo might be a good one if he's around. I know he's married now, but maybe pre-marriage Izzo might have had some experiences.
What about the guy that worked on the Dan Patrick show?
Perloff? What do you think his answer would be? I mean, he's got to be, yeah.
You have a 1 and a 2.
He might be in the negatives. We love you guys. We do. We love Andrew Perloff. If I didn't like him, I wouldn't say something like that. That's what people need to understand. I would just go, pugh. Go to the break if I didn't like him, but I like the guy, so we bust his balls. No, Eddie, no. No, I'm not going there. No.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Before we get to Jerry, I want to get this call in here as we were talking about our last caller who has a sugar mama that sent him to the Knicks game, flew him up there, is going to put him in the Equinox Hotel, paid for the ticket. He doesn't even need to hang out with her, which is amazing.
So Angela in Brooklyn has some thoughts on that. Good morning, Angela.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Angela. What's up today?
Good. You know, driving in my car, coming home from the gym, trying really hard not to be old, fat, and ugly. And I just, you know, wasn't crazy about the assumption that you jumped to about the sugar mama.
Well,
maybe she just wants to show this guy a good time.
Well,
maybe she just cares about him.
Angela, here's the problem with your take on this. I was right. So I jumped to the assumption and it was confirmed by the caller. So it was not, it just felt like we were going in that direction. And
I know, but I don't like the double standard.
Well,
I missed the two.
Yeah, he said that she was a two.
Yes.
And then I did, by the way, bring up Belichick. I brought him up.
I know.
He's a two.
So I know. I'm just kind of calling in defense of middle-aged single ladies who, you know, just I don't want that to be where people...
Hey, this is
No. There's men and women who are twos. There's no question
just,
about it.
It just happens, yes. You know? I mean, and Angela, just because there's one, and that's, listen, I understand self-conscious people are thinking things when they hear stuff. That situation was going in that direction. It just was. And I can feel these things. Like, I don't have a lot of gifts at all, but one of them is be able to read situations. Like Larry in Indiana, I knew nothing about him, but I knew he had gone to jail, and I knew he was sober, and he never told me any of that. But I was able to look at him and realize that. This situation...
When I asked the guy where he got the ticket, how much it could cost, bang.
Old, fat, ugly. One of them.
Yes.
Came right up.
Two.
And he goes two.
He said it too. We didn't say it. He said it.
So, I mean, that's...
But we can understand it, though.
Right. And it's not a double standard, just that I mean, and just because this one particular example is this way doesn't mean that every middle-aged single woman is doing the same thing.
And by the way, he said that they were very close in age.
Right.
This wasn't a Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick type of situation.
No.
No.
She just happened to be ugly.
I just like Boomer's very direct question. Is she fat?
We had to eliminate that part of it because it's one of the three, you know? It's one of the three. He said, no, actually. Not so bad.
Very funny.
But anyway, I mean, let's not pretend like these things don't go on. They go on. It was confirmed. No, we were making an assumption that wasn't true. We gave us facts.
He was the one who said sugar mama before we did, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And I think Angela saw your side of it, too, by the end of the phone call.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and it's
just
not...
want to make sure Angela's happy and she's good looking and she's in shape.
we're not covering all of middle-aged women who are trying to impress men with a particular old, fat, ugly blanket. It's just this particular situation was that. And we sniffed it out. It's like doing an investigation, like a murder investigation. Be careful. All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We are brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go the troubles down the drain. It's all true. So tonight at the Garden, game 5, you've got the Knicks and the Pacers. We've got OG Anunoby hoping to improve from the game 4 loss.
Oh, yeah, you can always grow from everything. So even a loss, you can learn from it and grow from it.
Yeah, and you would think that if you've been in the business for like 40 years, you can learn and grow from watching a game and hearing names. Or you could be Chris Russo on Sirius XM.
I mean, Bridges had a terrible game. Anunoby played well and did a good job. And he played well in the game. Listen, Bridges is great. Brunson not so good. Obi-Wan Kenobi, horrible.
Anunoby?
Yeah, he's...
I mean, come on. He is funny. Also on First Take yesterday in ESPN, the lights went out.
We lost power. So, Mad Dog, tell us why you're mad. I'm sure you're not happy about this.
If they didn't pay Stephen A. $400 million, maybe they could pay the freaking bills, ESPN. First, Jimmy and the fellas. I mean, goodness gracious, how dare you, A, squeeze me and stick me in a hallway with strikes from 2000...
I don't even... Well, whatever. So that was kind of funny. That was making the rounds yesterday as well. As Chris was all over the place. The winner of the Knicks and Pacers series will play the Thunder. They beat the T-Wolves and beat them good. 124-94. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 points. Here was Mark Daigneault, their head coach. Good for my guys.
They deserve this. You know, they deserve the opportunity that we have now. I couldn't be happier for them because they invest so much in their own games, but they also invest so much in each other. And
apparently a very close-knit team. Here was SGA, as we call him, keeping the right perspective.
In life in general, you get caught up in so many things that like don't actually matter. And that's the biggest thing with having my son in the past year. Like, he's put on the forefront. Like, he's showed me everything that actually matters in life.
So I guess it's just basketball, and he's winning games and playing great. On the other side, you get Anthony Edwards. I'll be better going forward.
Nobody's going to work harder than me this summer, I'll tell you that much. So, yeah, I'll try to make it happen again for Mike.
Now, Chris Finch has never been one to hold his tongue, so he was asked what does he need to be better at.
He's got to learn to play against that physicality and that type of kind of holding all the time. I think, you know, they made it really hard for him.
I think these two must have some relationship.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe Anthony Edwards likes it.
It might.
Maybe he wants a little bit of the conflict from the coach. Some guys really do flourish under that. I was actually reading about the OKC Thunder and their immediate future, and Gio was telling me, I didn't read this, but you said that they compared them to potentially becoming the next super team, well, like the Golden State Warriors.
The lead story on CBSSports.com was a man's opinion, a column, that the first year of the Warriors dynasty is very similar to this year of the Thunder. So that's a bridge a little bit too far for me. But that was the take.
Well, and one of the reasons why I said this could be possible is because SpotTrack put out a whole thing about, you know, their assets moving forward, where they are in terms of the luxury tax apron and the actual squad that they have right now and the MVP on the next 2 years is still on a contract.
Yeah, so the headline is 2025 Thunder looking like mirror image of 2015 Warriors. From first-time MVPs to top-ranked defenses and more, these two teams are strikingly similar. So, I mean, Steph Curry, I mean, listen, SGA had an amazing year. He's going to be the MVP. Obviously, he already is, right? Whenever they announce that. But, you know, got a long way to go to be Steph Curry.
I mean, understood.
I mean, but it's an interesting comparison.
It's a good start. Yankees beat the Angels 1-0. Time for the Thrival Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival Infusion, and he is one Clark Schmidt.
Yankees with a 1-0 lead. So play here in the sixth with two down. Pitch swung on, popped up. This is playable. Goldschmidt will take care of it. Fair territory, just north of the bag. Makes the catch, and that'll do it. Nice work by Clark Schmidt.
Six
innings, strong work.
Yeah, scoreless six innings, and he gets the win as they won 1-0. Our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivalInfusion.com. Here with Schmidt, we got a lot of good arms on this team.
You know, obviously we have talented guys. You wouldn't be in this organization if you weren't talented, but just the mentality. I think it's more of a attack mentality. We're not trying to pitch around guys, and you know, obviously we have good stuff, but I think more so than anything else, guys are ready to compete.
After he went his six, Hamilton, Hill, and Leiter closed the game out. Five straight wins for the Yankees, 9 of 10. They're 15 games over 500 with a 7-game lead atop the AL East. They're in L.A. against the Dodgers tomorrow. The White Sox beat the Mets 9-4. Mark Vientos in the loss did hit a home run. Why is it taking him so long to get going so far this season?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I asked myself that, too. But, I mean, can't really feel sorry for myself. I just got to keep working and keep getting a hit here and there and contributing to my team as much as possible.
He did hit the three-run homer that made it 5-3 at the time, but not able to muster up much offense after that were the Mets. Juan Soto, another tough day. Now, we have heard Frank the Tank lose his mind.
Every day of his life.
Yes. I will tell you, this is quite tame.
All right. That's good.
And
we're making progress.
Yes. Though his take is a little extreme.
Okay.
Here he is yesterday after the game.
Juan Soto is going to go down in history as the biggest bust in the history of mankind.
Oh, mankind.
In fact, he might even be the biggest bust in the history of the universe.
Who would be bigger?
He's a bigger bust than Jamarcus Russell?
Yes.
Kwame Brown?
Yes.
I mean, come on. It's been 2 months. I know it's been not great, but I mean, good Lord. That was kind of funny.
Juan Soto's already done so much more than all those other guys.
That is very
ever
true.
Did.
But as a signing for the Mets,
he's talking about
what
the
he's
Mets
talking about.
Specifically,
well,
especially these first 55 games or so.
A free agent bust and a draft bust are two totally different
that
things.
That is true.
Because a free agent bust is usually a guy who's played well at some point in his career, like an Anthony Rendon. That was a free agent bust. Yes. Jason Bay, free agent bust.
Yeah, but Anthony Rendon got how many injuries?
Yeah, but he also came out and said he doesn't even like baseball.
Yeah. He did.
He's the Al Dukes of Major League.
Right. I don't even like baseball.
Yeah. And he ended up like choking that fan. Remember that too? Like choked an A's fan. Grabbed the
in
guy
the
by
crowd.
His, yeah, grabbed the guy by his throat.
I do remember that. Anyhow, so the Mets home for the Rockies this weekend. NFL-wise, you got OTAs beginning at Giants camp. Bobby Okereke, his thoughts on the young Abdul Carter.
I told him today he looks quick. And I mean, obviously he's going to be a very dominant pass rusher. So, the tandem of him, Burns and Kayvon, I'm very excited to see.
Should be able to get to the quarterback. And speaking of the quarterback, how do they rotate the reps? Here's Brian Daboll.
Yeah, they'll all get reps at various spots. So we'll, you know, we got a plan for that, and we've been working that since they've been here, but they'll all get reps.
Including Jackson Dart, of course. Now, in Cleveland, the quarterback situation is an interesting one because they've got a bunch of them on the roster. Joe Flacco, old man Flacco, is there, and he keeps being asked about working with the younger guys.
It's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it.
Interesting.
I'll tell
take.
You what you say. You just say, look, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play my ass off, and hopefully I lead by example.
That's a great
Boom.
Answer. That's a very good Done. Answer. He was asked his thoughts on the team drafting two quarterbacks.
I think you always have a little bit of reaction going back to being honest. Yeah, I mean, my wife was like, oh, they just drafted another guy. Yeah. My wife is on top of it, you know. So there you go.
There you go. The big conversation in Cleveland. Who will be their starting quarterback week one? In Baltimore, we know that Justin Tucker, their all-time great kicker, was released. Here was John Harbaugh.
It was a complex decision-making process. And, you know, I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzie, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game.
But he has some issues off the field, as we know.
Certainly wasn't a happy ending for him in Baltimore.
Well, not on that day. Anyhow, yes. The Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-3. Guess who did the game for TNT? Your guy, Kenny Albert.
Cuts away from Orlov. Slides it across. Score! Connor Verhaeghe! And the Panthers go back on top!
Because the game was tied at that point, 3-3, after they had come back from 2-0 down, took a lead. The game was tied again, and Verhaeghe unsnaps the tie. Sam Bennett, an empty net goal. 5-3 the final. That was on TNT, and the crew on TNT after the game, or no, this is right before the game, actually, with Kenny.
This segment is about you, my friend. Talented, tireless, versatile.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the major North American pro sports, tonight, fellas, will be his 1,482nd.
Here we go, boys. Here we go.
Let's go, fellas. And Kenny, so that will rank you second on the all-time list.
Tied with his dad, Marv Albert.
Oh.
Who he passed last night when he did the game. So that was kind of cool, I thought.
Who's number one?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I think he stopped for a second with his dad. I didn't listen to the rest of it.
It was 1,400 and what?
82.
87.
85.
87. Of what? Of every game done?
So that's what's interesting, because they didn't say consecutive, but then they showed a clip of Marv.
1,481 consecutive national games. Those are the stats that he's offering up. Kenny, congratulations. You are the Cal Ripken of sports broadcasting history on the national level.
So I don't know if it's...
It's got to be football, baseball, hockey.
It's got to be everything.
I guess.
You tell me he's never missed a game that he was scheduled to do? That's certainly possible. Either way, it's a lot of national games. So congratulations to Kenny Albert.
Tonight. That's amazing.
Who the hell could be doing more games than those two guys?
I was thinking...
nationally, because we're talking nationally televised.
Because you're talking... Well,
you'd have to look...
It's two sports. Who has done...
He does three sports.
Yeah, I know.
Nationally?
Yeah,
football.
Football.
Hockey.
And what's basketball.
That? When does he do national basketball?
Kenny?
He does the Knicks for MSG. He's done national basketball.
I thought he did some TNT stuff.
He's done a couple games on Fox.
He's done the Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know.
He hasn't done anything for TNT nationally?
Just call him up and ask him.
I don't know. I know he's done Fox baseball games nationally. Okay.
All right.
I don't think he's done basketball nationally. Maybe he has. I don't know. Either way, it's an impressive number.
Why are
we tearing this apart? It's a nice number. Congratulations to
Joe
Kenny
Buck.
Albert.
Is it Joe Buck, maybe?
Could be Buck. Is baseball.
With the baseball,
football.
All those series he did, mm-hmm. You get a bunch of them in one shot, plus the football that he's been doing for 100 years.
It's got to be him.
It could be Buck.
Can't be anybody else.
Al Michaels used to do baseball.
Yeah, he did back in the day. Was that on NBC?
Remember Monday Night Baseball on ABC?
Oh,
too.
ABC.
Interesting. Yeah. Anyway.
So a big night for Kenny Albert. Game 5, Oilers Stars in Dallas tonight.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports.
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what Kenny Albert accomplished. So I know it's, you know, is it consecutive national games? Is that what it is?
All right. Kenny Albert passes his dad, Marv Albert, for second all-time in national TV calls with number 1,482 tonight.
National TV calls.
Right. So not consecutive.
Okay. So I'm thinking like Dick Stockton probably is on that list, I would think. Bob Costas. Al Michaels.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
But this is TV, right?
Yeah.
If you're talking radio, then it's Jack Buck, obviously, and other.
Yeah, but those weren't national. Well, he would do Westwood One football.
And he would do, World Series, I guess, if there was a national broadcast.
I mean, somebody has to have this in the story about this, right? I mean, for God's sakes, who's number one? And I'm looking at the awful announcing story on it now. And
they don't have it in there at all.
Yeah.
How do they not have it in there?
Somebody's got to get that thorough answer. Somebody's got to know this. Did Ackerman know this? It feels like something this would Ackerman
know.
Yeah,
this would be right up Ackerman's alley.
Yeah.
Ackerman's alley.
That's Ackerman's alley, Chief. What's going on? For the next hour, we're going to talk Huey Lewis in the news.
All right. I'm going to have to ask him. I'll text Ackerman. Right up Ackerman's alley. Let's go to Josh, who's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Josh?
Boomer and Geo.
All right, what's first happening, time, Josh? Time. What's going on?
Can I just speak to you, Boomer?
Yeah.
Long-time suffering Jet fan, so, you know. Quick thought about Juan Soto. I don't think anyone's talking about. I really think he's hiding an injury. What do you guys think?
Well, what kind of injury?
Maybe Scott Boras knows.
You think like he has like some sort of like oblique injury or hamstring injury? Are you serious about this?
Listen, it's 2 months of him acting like he can't play anymore. The guy's been a stud last year with the Yankees. I mean, I don't see any excuse why nothing else.
How about at the beginning of May? When the beginning of May turned around, you know, he actually got off to a good start in the month of May. I mean, and that's what, 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he just couldn't sustain it for some reason. I don't necessarily know that he's injured, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is what's going to happen, though, if his performance is going to be this much below what we were expecting. And I don't think he's hiding an injury. I don't know what it is. He doesn't look. It's not so much physical to me as it is like he's lacking the intensity that he normally has when he's playing the game. And I don't know if that's coming with just him struggling or... or maybe there's something else going on we don't know about. I don't know. But, I mean, and also Pedro Martinez coming out and saying, you know, there's a human in there. And him knowing Juan Soto really well and coming from the Dominican as well. Like, maybe he knows something that we don't, that nobody's sharing that might be going on in his life. You know, Aaron Rodgers came out and said he's got something personal going on in his life we knew nothing about and why he wasn't signing anywhere. I mean, could be something like that. I don't know.
You know, I saw Brett Favre go out on a football field after his father died and played one of the greatest games of his life. I also saw Mark Scheifele score a goal the day after his father died in the in the playoffs this year in the NHL.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has personal issues that you deal with, and most of the time when you come to work and you go in between the lines in this case, you know, that's your safe place. That's your happy place.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gets you away from all that distraction.
I know, but this is what happens when we're not getting what we're expecting. We're going to be searching for reasons why, because it doesn't make sense.
You know, the part of there's a human in there, I agree with. Yep. Baseball players go up and down. Some are hotter than others in terms of the way that they play. It's hard to, and the one thing that's hard to understand in this case is that he has been so consistent his entire career.
Mm.
And he's gotten off to a bad start with his own Mecca. He's won some games for them early on, but it just hasn't been the consistent performance. And, you know, you're going to start hearing some boos and things of that nature just because the expectations are extremely high. But when you sign a contract that comes along with $765 million and it comes along with the suite and private jets, you know, fans want production. I'm sorry. And the team's still winning, even though his production is not where everybody thinks it should be.
So I'm texting with Ackerman here to try to get this answer because for whatever reason it's driving both of us crazy. So Kenny Albert passed his dad in number of national TV games called.
Okay.
And we can't find in any story who's number one. So
let me call Kenny and see.
Call him?
Want me to call him up?
So yeah, that'd be great. So I text Ackerman because I feel like Ackerman probably has like a tally going on his wall.
Yeah, you'd think so.
And he said Ian. He said Marv. He just passed Marv. So Ack's actually not on top of it. He's just not on top. He's telling me Joe Buck wouldn't even be close. And he said Ian. Hasn't Joe Buck done more than? He's not going to pick up.
Why not? It's 9 o'clock.
That's 8:54.
He's probably on an airplane somewhere.
Stays up late. Yeah. So he said, but Eddie, he said that Ackerman said that Buck doesn't come close.
I can't imagine that with this because the baseball series,
yeah,
year after year after year.
Hey, Kenny, it's Boomer. Good morning. Congratulations on passing your old man in consecutive games called on national TV. Who's number one, by the way? We're trying to figure that out, and maybe you could help us out. I'd appreciate a call back. Thanks.
So
there you go.
My buddy texted me. He asked AI, and AI came up with Al Michaels.
Oh, we ain't calling him.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. So maybe it's Al Michaels. Al Michaels could probably be the answer. Let's go to Chris in Smithtown. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
So just to add to the Frank the Tank content, I don't know if you also heard him calling the Soto shuffle the double play shuffle now. I thought that was pretty funny.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, he's just so over the top and so ridiculous that I laugh at everything he does. But yeah, I mean, it's too early to call him the biggest free agent bust, and the Mets have had a lot of big free agent busts, man. And he's
so have the Yankees.
Yeah, of course. I know, but we're talking about the Mets and their busts right now. But, of course, a lot of teams have. Teams with money have busts, you know?
Yeah. My other thing was, too, is, you know, with him struggling, is can this be a situation where he becomes bigger than the team, kind of similar to Aaron Rodgers, where it just affects the whole team from a morale standpoint and everything else?
Yeah, I've heard Boomer bring this up, too, and good to talk to you, Chris. I mean, there is something to that. There is something to that guy who gets more than everybody else, and that's why you were talking about the Aaron Judge angle of the Yankees.
Also the Russell Wilson angle of the Broncos.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, man.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with this stuff. And again, I think Juan Soto also owes something to the players that went before him and the players that are going to come after him, and that is to get as much money as he possibly can in his contract, and he did that. But along with that, you know, there's been a big deal made about the perks that he received. And I'm sure a lot of these players get perks and receive perks that we don't know about, but these are pretty out there for everybody to see.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, the perk with the private jet and the family members, that's pretty significant.
Yeah. And it's not him flying, we'll say once again, it's not him flying on a private jet himself away from the team. It's his family, if they choose to go to a road series, can get a private jet to that road series.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guaranteed. Applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.